I again bring a lot of greetings to you again from Kenya, and also receive my greetings. This is my second round to come to stand before you. I just want to bring the word of God. You have to be very much attentive to hear my English, because I speak British English, you speak American English, but all is English. Today, I would like to speak about hidden sin. This is the most biggest accident children of God are having. A hidden sin. Things done in secret that you don't want anybody to know. You do it just in secret. Even you don't want your wife to know. You don't want even your children to know. You do it in secret. You disobey God in secret. You can be in the church, but you have disobeyed God secretly. Such a sin are called hidden sins. They have their consequences. Two good examples of hidden sin in the Bible are one about Achan in the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 21. He disobeyed the order of God. They were to go in the war and finish everything, damage everything, not to carry anything. But Achan disobeyed secretly. He took things and went to hide in his tent. Other army men didn't see. Even Joshua the king didn't see. He hid from them. But who is God? I'm speaking of a God who created you and me. I'm speaking of a God who knew you before you were in the womb of your mother. He knew Timothy would be born. I'm speaking of a God who knows the total hair, number of hair on my head and on your head. He knows the total. He can call you by name. The second story, which talks about hidden sin in the Bible, is the story of King David and Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. You see, when Achan disobeyed God, Israel, the whole of Israel, was defeated in war. They ran away. They were chased like children. They couldn't fight because they didn't have the power because of a hidden sin of one of their people. What else happened? It caused the death of Achan. So you see the consequence. The whole nation of Israel, the chosen people of Israel, being defeated. Yet they are children of God. The reason is disobedience. Achan dying. The reason? Disobedience. Doing a hidden sin. Hiding something. So I was telling you the next story is of David, a king, David, and Bathsheba. David is in the palace. He looks through the window, and you know he has sent the people to God for war. David was at a wrong place. He was supposed to be in the war, but he didn't go to the war. He remained in Jerusalem, remained in the palace, when he was supposed to lead the children of Israel to the war. He was at a wrong place, and that cost him to do sin. He disobeyed to go to the war. He now looks at a lady washing himself and admires the lady. He sends the army, go and bring me that lady. Even the officers come and say, you know, it is the wife of Uriah. He didn't listen to that. Just took. And he started making cover-ups. I think you have read that story. It is found in 2 Samuel chapter 11. If you can read all, you'll see how David tried to hide the sin. He tried all the ways. He tried to call the husband back home because he had pregnanted the wife of Uriah. So he tried to call the husband so that he could cheat. It is you are pregnant when you came back home. It didn't work. He tried it twice. This guy didn't go. He said, when I'm in the war, I don't go and make love with my wives. So he slept with the other army men in the corridor. David caused the death of Uriah to make his goals reach, to hide the sin. This is what men of God and children of God are doing. They pretend to be in the church, but they are hidden sins. These two stories is going to help us to choose to hide and die, both physically and spiritually, or to confess and have mercy. I urge you, as we listen to this topic of hiding hidden sin, to check your heart. What have you hidden? Because that sin you have hidden will make you not to enter the kingdom of God. Whether 100 years you have stayed in the church, it will cost you not to enter the kingdom of God. It cost Achan not to enter the kingdom. The reason? He died. He was killed, stoned. Brothers and sisters, we can hide from our wives. We will be successful. They won't know. They won't discover. You can hide from your relatives. You can hide from your friends. You can hide from your pastors. You can hide from everybody. But you cannot hide from God. Isaiah 66, verses 1. The Bible says, heaven is the place where God sits. It is his throne. He sits there. And the earth is where his legs, it is his footstools. His legs rest on the earth. So the way you are seated, you're just sitting on the legs of the Lord. You are just on his feet. If he doesn't want you, you'll just do a get out. So whatever you do on earth here, you are just doing on God's feet. And then David says something in the book of Psalms, chapter 138, verses 7 to 12. I'll read part of it. Where shall I go from thy spirit, thy presence? Where can I go and hide? Your spirit is there. Your presence is there. God is omniscient. He's everywhere. One thing Christians have to know, whatever they do, they are doing it in God's hands. You came from darkness to the light. So whatever you do is in the light. God sees. God knows. And you are the greatest prophet of yourself. You can prophesy yourself and know, yes, if God comes around today, if God calls me today, I'm not entering the kingdom of God because of this hidden sin. You know, and God knows. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. David says, if I ascend to heaven, you are there. I know with today's technology, people can fly, can make things and fly away so that the people in the world should not know, nothing to hide the sin. But David makes it clear in the book of Psalms, that whether you fly to heaven, God is there. Wherever you will go, you fly from here and go to Kenya, God is still there. I run away from there and come and do evil things here, God is there. He knows everything. As Christians, we need to do the will of God. We need to search ourselves and make sure we live by the word of God. Whether you make a bed in hell, whether you go and hide in hell, where nobody can reach, where people will be afraid to go, God is there. Remember, he went to snatch the devil the keys of life. Hidden sin is a barrier to experiencing God's blessings. You can't experience God's blessings because of hidden sins. You'll never be blessed. You'll try and fail. Even start a business, and because of evil things, you'll fail. Hidden sin is a barrier of experiencing God's favor. You'll never get any favor from God because of hidden sins. Hidden sins is a barrier to experiencing God's power in our lives. You'll not experience that power. You'll not have that freedom. You'll always be guilty of yourself. If something tries to touch that area, you start to be shaken. Have they known? Hidden sin. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, remember they were living in the land of Eden. Everything was there. And when they disobeyed the order of God, they disobeyed the word of God, they disobeyed what God had told them not to do, they did against it. What happened? They ran away in hidings. They couldn't withstand God's presence. Hidden sins will make you not to be yourself. Adam and Eve went to hide, forgetting that God is everywhere. And God asks them, "Where are you?" It doesn't mean that God didn't know where they are. They were just in the feet of God. But he tried to give them time to repent, which they didn't. The consequence is death. And that's why we die, even to today, because of Adam and Eve. And our sins will also kill us spiritually. We will die spiritually. It will hinder us to inherit the kingdom of God. Whether you are a good singer in the church, whether you are a bishop, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a leader, whether you are just a member, a mere member, hidden sin will disqualify you to enter the kingdom of God. Something people forget is hidden sins are the sins we commit secretly. You don't want anybody to know. But whenever you commit it, the witness is there. And the witness is the judge. God is just there. And he's the judge. So how will you deny? You do things before the judge. And you want to challenge the judge. And he's the witness. He has all the evidence. He has even the time you did it. And that's why you find God sending Nathan, Prophet Nathan, to go to David to tell him. David says, that person should be even killed. Then Nathan says, it's you. It is you. Therefore, since These hidden sins makes human nature weakened in its power. You'll be weakened in your power. Two, it makes man to suffer. It will cause you suffer. Remember, if you plant beans, you will harvest beans. If you plant corn, you will harvest corn. Ben can help us. Ben, what can happen if you plant beans and then you go there after some weeks and you find beans, it is maize, it is corn just growing. No beans you planted. Even touching those corn, you won't touch them. No. Wait, I planted beans, not corn. That's what we are doing to God. He planted us a good seed. But we have changed to be the world vines. A good chosen seed. A recommended seed. But growing into a world seed. And also, it causes us to die, both physically and spiritually. Hidden sins will cause us to die, will cause us to die both physically and spiritually. Another thing hidden sin do, it disrupts our relationship with God. It really totally destroys the relationship with God. It inhibits our spiritual growth. You cannot grow spiritually. Because if you want to grow, you get a barrier. You have a barrier. That hidden sin causes a barrier. So you can't grow. And also, it impacts negatively, our interaction with others. You will be even afraid to tell people to come to Christ. You start be afraid. How can I start? And I do this. Hidden sins have caused many consequences in our daily lives. One, it has ruined many marriages. Many men are cheaters. Like in Kenya, they are cheaters. They cheat on their wives. War all the time in the marriage. Abuses in the marriage. No peace in that marriage. Because of hidden sins. It has made many people to be poor. Because whatever you get, you put in a pocket which has holes. So you man, you get the money, you put in a pocket which has holes, it goes. Your home, your children cannot get even food. Hidden sins is a danger to Christian life. It also ruins friendship. It can ruin totally your friendship with other people. Hidden sins has caused separation in marriages. It makes you to become a fool. You fool yourself. You think you have covered. Nobody knows. But it is fooling you because God knows. So you live as a foolish man. It also eats you like cancer. It eats you slowly like cancer. Lastly, it will deny you the kingdom of God. The Bible makes it clear. The Bible makes it clear to us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 28 and verse 13. The Bible says, people who conceal their sins, people who hide their sins will never prosper. It continues to say, but if they confess and turn away from their sins, they will have mercy. God has given us a door. I know there are things which have damaged your peace. They may be your children. They may be your friends. I know it has become a stumbling block in your lives. It causes you to cry day and night. All those will make you not to prosper unless we confess. If I ask everybody here, do you want to prosper? Everybody says, yes, I would like to prosper. Then confess to have the mercy. You may have even damaged your family by curses. Maybe your children wronged you. You threw words, bad words to them. That has ruined your family. You started a bad foundation, which is ruining the family. It is time to come back to the Lord. Time to check yourself. Where am I in the church today? Am I doing the right thing? What can hinder me from inheriting the kingdom of God? Those are the questions we have to ask ourselves. We are living in the last days. It will be so shameful. A pastor like me, Timothy, going to hell. You meet somebody who was a drunkard in hell, and he asks you, I thought you were preaching. Why are you here? You are in a wrong place. It is because of secret sins. The sins you hide in your life. Let's declare our destiny. It is time to declare your destiny in life. It is time to make correction in your life. It is time for salvation. And the right time is now. If you threw bad words to your family, it is time to denounce those words in the name of Jesus. If you have hidden things which you have done against the word of God, it is time to confess and tell God, you know me better. Forgive me. It is better to finish well. The finishing point matters. Even when people are running, I always see runners in Kenya. It's not the beginning point. It is the finishing point where they put a rope. You come and enter in that rope to win the battle, to win the race, the finishing point. What is your finishing point? You're finishing with hiding sins? You won't make it. You'll be disqualified. Search yourself. Have you turned to be rude to your parents? Check yourself. Because parents have your blessings. Check yourself. God will bring to judgment. Whether you did it secretly, openly, good or bad. That day, every knee shall bow before the Lord. It won't look at you as a father. It won't look at you as a pastor. It won't look at you as a president. It will look at you. What you did. Imagine those people who did abortion and threw the children in toilets. Those children will come up because everybody will be resurrected and every knee will bow. And that child will come and say, you know, mom, it is me who you aborted. The book of Acts chapter 3 verse 19, the Bible says, we repent so that our sins can be blotted out. Time for repentance is now. Time for correction is now. Time for seeking the face of the Lord is now. Time to have a personal relationship with God is now.